Ready? Hello, and welcome to the All-Star Networking Show. I'm Kathy Paper, and joining me today is Renee Brown, a home organizing specialist and a friend of mine that we go way back. So I'm looking forward to today's conversation about networking. But Renee, if you would introduce yourself to our listeners, that would be awesome.
Absolutely. I'm so happy to be here. Yes, I'm Renee Brown. I own Renee Brown Organizing, and it's a professional home organizing business where I help people in their homes get rid of clutter, set up systems, make their home work great for them. In my background before that, I was always involved in marketing, public relations, advertising, those kinds of roles, usually as a publicist or an account director. So networking has been part of my life for many, many years.
Nice. Okay. As you can see, I'm busy fighting my glasses reflection. It's from the screen I have on the other side with all our questions. So this is a good thing. Do you help people get organized with their desks and their home office situations, or where's your favorite place to start before we launch?
Oh, give me a closet any day. I love a closet. It's so fun to kind of like help a client look at it and say, what are your goals with this space and what is your goal in your home? And let's work towards that. So when they get stuck up on, oh, but I really, really like these paper clips, it's like, okay, but maybe not 1,000 of them. It's just going through the psychology of why we keep what we keep. And how we want our lives to run when we have a house that is like a nice, smooth, calming space.
Nice. Smooth calming. All right. And you said this to me earlier when we were talking, but I don't know if you said this today, but you've wanted to be an organizer for years.
I have. When my boys, who are now full grown adults, were like in preschool, I can remember sitting on my floor of my house and reading an article about somebody who's a professional home organizer going, oh, that's it. That's the special magic. But I was a struggling single parent, working full time, had a house to take care of. There was just no way that was going to fit into my life. And then the years go by, right? And I got laid off last August from a marketing agency. And I thought, I can't do this anymore. I like I told Kathy, I'm too young to retire, but I'm old enough to know that I am just at my limit. So I said, this must be the universe telling me, jump
Yes.
off, start the business. That's what I did.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I'm so glad you're here because you're an amazing networker and you were super successful at what you did that I know this is going to be great. Is maybe just talking about why is a network important to you now as you're pivoting into this new business. I'm a small business owner. It's, a network is, but I'd love to hear what you say because I'm so glad to have you on the show.
Yeah, thank you. Well, as I've been building this business and learning all the parts that I'd never had to do before, like set up a website, which you're going through right now, and getting accounting software, all that stuff. There's that, but then there's the marketing part, which of course I like because that's my background. But part of my marketing calendar every single month is, I put in how many times I'm going to write and publish a blog, do a newsletter, do social media posts. But I also include networking for every week. I try to get at least a couple things set up. That might be a one-on-one, it might be a networking event that I go to. And then in between, I'm always kind of checking who haven't I spoken to in a while? Who would I like to check in on? And this is another reason why I love social media is because it's kind of like having a big Rolodex, but it
Yep.
doesn't take up any room, So I'll go through my LinkedIn network and who's here? Who haven't I reached out to? Oh, so and so got a new job. I want to check and see how they're doing. But also there's part of it that me as a new business owner wants to remind people or tell them if they don't know it that I started a business and I'm in a business where I'm not doing like advertising or things like that. I'm going off of word of mouth. Now some of that comes from happy clients, right? But every time I meet someone and they ask what I do, and I tell them I'm a professional home organizer, they either say, I love organizing, or they say, oh my gosh, I really need you at my house, or my sister needs you, or something like that. So it's a fun industry, and it's an industry where you just really have to work on all the parts of getting the business. And that includes a lot of talking to people and networking.
Yes. Okay. And I love you said so many things in there that I want to punctuate because you're a natural at this. You said you have a monthly calendar, right? You have a monthly plan of what you're doing. There's your agency background, a monthly plan
Right.
of social media and getting out there, and networking fits on that calendar. So that's amazing. And then how did you said people you haven't spoken to in a while. Like, how did you decide who are those people you do want to meet with, or kind of back up a step to anybody that's starting to build their network? How did you know who those people are that, you and I follow each other on Instagram and on LinkedIn, but how did you know who those people were? How did you build that list as it relates to your business?
Well, it's kind of, I don't know how long LinkedIn's been around, but I remember when they came out and it was like, oh my gosh, this is so different than just Facebook, right? It could be people you don't want necessarily in your personal social media, but on the networking front, or excuse me, on the professional front, LinkedIn is great because there's people from college you went to college with on there. Or think about old jobs you've had and people you really liked, but you just, it was harder to keep in touch until these social media platforms came alive. And then you could, like, all of a sudden I would think about somebody from like 3 jobs ago and I'd be like, I wonder how they're doing. And I'd look them up and see what they're doing. And I would connect with them there and I would send them a note and say, hey, it's been such a long time, but I've never forgotten you. And let's catch up and that kind of thing. Because there's so many great people from your past, but the busyness of our lives just forbids you from keeping up all the time with all the people. So I just
Yes,
kind of would do that from time to time. And then, as I would meet people at networking events, of course, you're switching business cards, not as much today, but it used to be such a big deal. And I would grow it from there. And then through my jobs, when I worked in, PR, I was constantly TV stations or working with a, print media. And then you get contacts there. In fact, I'm meeting someone tomorrow who used to work. She was a news producer at WCCO, and now she's in the agency world, the PR agency world. So we're meeting because I haven't seen her in a long time. And that's exactly an example of, oh gosh, I love her. I want to get in touch with her.
Yes. And okay, so now I'm going to say too, because you are a natural all-star networker. You said so many great people from the past. How do you push through that moment of it's been a long time, I want to reconnect with them? Like, maybe talk through that, because a lot of people stall out at, oh, I haven't talked to them in 3 years. Should I reach out? And then usually they say, I don't want to. They're embarrassed. Like, how do you get that gumption, or what motivates you to reach out?
I think it comes from that I authentically, I really don't like that word. It's so overused, but I just really honestly want to catch up. And I feel like everyone feels the same. It's like, oh my gosh, we haven't talked in 5 years. And they're feeling the same, like, oh, I haven't kept up with Renee either. But if you take the ball and go with it, almost always, unless people's schedule is nuts or they've got all this other stuff going on, most people love to have somebody reach out. And I find that I am generally the one that does it. And that's okay because I love it and it's a natural thing for me. But I just figure if they don't want to, they don't want to. That's absolutely fine. That's their choice to make. And again, it could be a number of things, or maybe they just never, didn't really like me as much as I like them. That's okay too. But
I doubt that.
it's always worth reaching out and just saying, you've been on my mind. Remember when we did this or worked on this project? And because that literally happens to me all the time. I think about something or I see a photo from an event. I'm like, oh, I really like her.
Nice. Nice. I like that, because I do think that's a great skill to have, and a lot of people don't do it. And I like that too. You're not attached to, I know most people like you, but you're not attached to if they don't say no, if they say no, or if they don't
Right.
respond. Have you found in any of your outreach, because again, this is sort of the tactical part of the connecting with people, and you use a lot of different platforms, that like, do you reach out to people in LinkedIn and sometimes they don't respond? Or how do you pick when you're going to send an email, when you're going to use the phone, when you're going to.
That's a good point. I never cold call anyone. I mean, it's a different age with the phone, but it kind of depends where they are in my life. If at one point we had each other's email or cell, I might text them, you know, if we'd already done something social before. But if it was just we knew each other from a business perspective, I would reach out first on LinkedIn. And sometimes that's hard because many people aren't on LinkedIn unless they're job hunting or they're looking for sales leads. So sometimes you have to be patient. Or if I look at their profile and I see they haven't updated anything, I'm like, well, this is kind of a shot. If I really, really want to connect with them, I might go look on Instagram or Facebook and see if we're connected there, or if I just reach out that way.
Excellent. Okay, so that's super helpful. And I call it my investigative skills. Like
Yes.
you look at how active the person is on LinkedIn, because if they haven't posted in 7 months, if you send them a message, they're not going to respond. So I like that you said you go to Instagram or Facebook, or as I say, I can sort of find things out about people. And it sounds like
Yes.
you do the same thing. So that's why I want, for people that are struggling to connect, because what happens sometimes people get discouraged after a couple, I didn't hear from them. And I'm like, do you know they're even on LinkedIn, right?
Yes.
Are they
Yes.
there? Or I know people that I DM in Instagram and I can tell they don't even know where their DM feature
Right.
is.
Right.
Because
Right.
I think all they do is post. And again, if not everybody becomes a savvy tech user, but
Yeah. Yeah. I always say a little social media stalking can go a long way. I mean, you can even just Google somebody and you might find out they moved or they're at a totally different company, but they're not playing the LinkedIn game. So,
right. And so do you have as you're building your network and your business, do you have a strategy for meeting new people? Like there are any new people you're trying to get access to? I'd asked about whether it was speaking, or do you want to be facilitating into an organization or speaking in a chamber? Do you have anybody you're looking for, and how do you go about finding them?
I'm not really looking for any particular person right now. I just joined Team Women, which you are a big part of as well.
Yes.
And I am absolutely loving it because it is the warmest place to walk into not knowing anyone. So heads up, if you're listening and you're a woman and you need to expand your network, want to ex this is a really safe space. They have tons of events. By the way, this is not sponsored by Team Women.
I
Just
know, but I
FYI.
can't wait to play this for Katie Burke. You're making me look like
Yes.
such a good board member for.
Yes.
Because I love the table captains too.
Yes, exactly. It's just so really that's what I've been focusing on and going to those meetings and just talking to people. And it's always when someone says they're out of a job, I kind of lean in, you know, what industry are you, what are you looking for? What kind of business? Do you have any places you're targeting? Because then I can see how I can help and that kind of thing. So I'm going there with my name tag on saying I'm a professional home organizer and there's that component. But for me, it's just getting to know people and trying to be of service to them. It's what makes the world go round, really.
Yes. Oh, good. Getting to know people and be of service, and you're amazing that way, and just super. But I love that you're organizing. I was so excited when I got your email that said you were doing this, because I just know you're calm and efficient, and things that it's not easy for people to let somebody into their house,
Absolutely.
and that's good. Is how about Let's talk a little bit about some of the people that have been helpful to you, or things that you've learned from other people in your network, along the way. Any relationships that you'd want to share, about what you've learned?
I've met some women recently who are just they're just energy when you meet them and you immediately feel at ease because their eyes are lighting up, they're so excited to meet you, they want to hear more, and that is the best elixir when you're going into a room of a bunch of strangers. And so the more I've seen that, I'm thinking of my good friend Heather, and she I haven't even known her more than a couple of years, but every time I'm around her at an event like that, I watch how she pours into other people. And It's totally an inspiration. It's very it's just it's such a great way to be, you know, put some energy in other folks, and then you think less about yourself or worry about yourself. Katie Burke's another great example of being like this warmth and intelligence and encouragement all in the same package. So yeah, those are two great examples of
Yeah.
recently people I've
No,
met.
that's good. I mean, that's really good. And it's interesting that you see it in other people, and sort of how it makes you feel. I know as a networker, 72% of people don't like the word networking, and people have challenged me, like, call it something different, call it relationship building. And I'm like, everybody knows networking and knows your network. And I brought my little rugby ball here because I talk about, your network is who are the people that are with you along the way. And as you build a business, it's great to have people with you, but I love to, learning how do you get to know other people and be of service. I always call it my assist, my networking assist. What's one thing I can do for somebody else?
Love that.
And can I build the relationship kind of on that foundation that we're both going to win, right? At the end of the day,
Absolutely.
hopefully we both win on things.
Can I share a quick story that I just
Please.
remembered? Before I got laid off in this job, there was a gap, and I was looking for a role, and I thought I wanted to try a little bit of a different path. And I found a woman on LinkedIn who had the same role and the same job title that I was looking for, but I didn't know enough about it. I reached out to this woman. We had no people in common, but she had a big network, and her LinkedIn page was impressive. She had taken some time to set it up nicely. And I just reached out to her, and I just was very honest. You know, I'm job hunting. I'm familiar with your company. I would love to hear more about what you do. Would you be willing? This is during COVID. Would you be willing to have a 15-minute Zoom with me? And she said yes. A total stranger. We had a great conversation. She couldn't have been more lovely. And it was so helpful to me. And
Yes.
I mean, I just think about that. If someone contacted me, and people do, like word of mouth, like so and so recommended I call you, I'm always willing to give people 15, 20 minutes. It's really, it's not that hard. You can usually fit that in somewhere. So all this to say, if you're wanting to reach out to a stranger, just try it. Not everyone will say yes, but my gosh, people will say yes.
Yes. Yes, no, it's great. I mean, I do think that's sort of how the world goes round. And I love that you got somebody, you went again. People are nervous to go to somebody cold. I don't do it all the time, but you did it. You asked respectfully. I love that it worked out and that was helpful for people. One of the things I'm thinking about just as we kind of think about your monthly calendar, and you look at the number of events that you go to, and you've landed on some being a part of an association. Do you ever feel a little like it gets overwhelming, the networking, or do you feel like you have it in kind of enough of a structured place that it's part of your business rhythm, like doing your accounting and updating your website and things?
Yeah, it can be a lot. I'm an extrovert and introvert, so I love to go out, meet people, talk to people, and then I'm totally gassed when I leave. So if I don't watch my boundaries on my energy, I'm just sitting there looking at my watch going, when can I leave? So I have to be really careful about and also planning the best uses of my time for these events, not just going to absolutely everything here. You're handed, but picking and choosing where it'll feel the best, and you can, make some new contacts and be of light for someone else for a while. But yeah, I mean, when I was younger, I would go to a lot of things all the time because you have more energy, more stamina.
The other part, Renee, I definitely want to hear you talk about this because you said it before the show is, how do you get to know people so well? Like as an introvert, extroverted introvert, tell me a little bit about how you ask questions or why. I do think you make really good connections with people. We joked about at the beginning of my Diet Coke addiction, which is it's caffeine-free Diet Coke, and I don't drink as many as I used to. But you sort of remembered that. How do you build those rapport? What's your strategy?
I just, I always give people the grace to talk about, what kind of work they do, what they've done, those kinds of things. That's important, right? But I'm really interested in getting like a little deeper in, like, what makes this person tick? Like, what are they spending their Saturday afternoon doing? And the quirkier it is, the better. Maybe they've become a bird watcher, or they're creating, wood pieces in their garage with a wood burning kit or something, or they're quilting, and because their face lights up, like they go from, okay, I've got to talk about this. This is what I'm doing. They have their elevator speech, like we've all been trained, but then you get them off on a little tangent, and all of a sudden they light up. And that's how you get to know somebody, right? Because we put on the mask to go to network, to go to business, to go to work. But I really want to know, who are you down inside? Like, what really brings you up, lifts you up? And it helps you be a more rounded person, right? When you have your own personal interests and then become interesting to talk to. So
Yeah.
that's my favorite thing. And I do that all over the place. If I notice something about someone, I'll like whatever, if they're wearing a pin, and oh, tell me about what that means, because I know it's something that's, meaningful to them, and whether it's, could be political, or it could be a group they're in or something. I'm like, tell me more about that.
Great. Great. I love that, because I keep thinking about the part of building the network, people do business with people they know, like, and trust. And I think you have a natural style of how you ask that question. And I love saying, what do you do on a Saturday afternoon? So for people listening, I think it's a great question to get to know what are people really about. And how do you find, I think you said too, they share that common interest. What's your common interest or common connection? Because I know you and I have stayed connected online through reading. You're a big reader. Anytime you post a book, I'm always like, ooh, that one looks good. And sometimes I put it in my cart, and other times I'm like, oh, I can't read any more books. Like, I'm not as voracious a reader as you are, but I know that's one of your areas. So I love that one. Okay, so as we wrap up, anything else you want to share with the listeners, or one more tip to set them up for success from the vantage point of somebody organized? I don't want you to see my desk. Not organized yet, but I am contemplating, what part of my house could I let her in? So what's a networking tip for the listeners?
Absolutely. If you're nervous about going up to a stranger, a group of people you don't know, what have you, just keep in mind, at the heart of it, we're all the same. We want to be heard, we want to be seen, we want to be respected. And so, as you're talking to people, just understand that we all have those things in common. And even if somebody comes off as gruff or not interested, maybe you'd give them a little more attention, ask them a few more questions about themselves. And I think usually that kind of gruffness will fade away, because they're like, oh, this person is really interested in hearing about me. I have to come to this because, my company makes me come to these things and I don't like it. And that is something else. I do try to lean towards the underdog who looks really uncomfortable, and just go over there. Because if you have somebody coming over going, hey, how's your day going? How what's happening with you today? You have a busy schedule or whatever. People tend to like, oh, okay, this is all right. I don't have to list off my five attributes of, why I'm a great salesperson or what have you. So just remember, we're all the same. We all want to be heard. We all want to be respected and loved. So that's really
That's
all there
awesome.
is to it.
That's awesome. That's a really great tip to wrap up on. So thank you so much, Renee Brown. Where shall people find you? Website, LinkedIn? How do they connect if they want to learn more about your home organizing skills?
Absolutely. My website is reneebrownorganizing.com. And yes, my name is very similar to a very popular researcher and author, Brené Brown, but I assure you, I am not her, sadly. That's my website. I'm on all the socials, LinkedIn. It's Renee Lynn Brown, and it's Lynn with one N. Blame that on my mother. But I love to connect with people on social media. So yeah, find me on LinkedIn and go to my website and take a look.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you so much for being a guest. I really
Thank
appreciate
you.
having you here.
Very fun.